Peter Corbin is a consultant working for the New Brunswick Nonprofit Housing Association on a housing asset data map. He's gathering information on housing costs, vacancies, suppliers, and basically anything that can help support further development of desperately needed affordable housing options.
We need to come close to doubling our number of housing starts in the province relative to the 1990s. We're facing a number of challenges to get there. For example, the reduction of skilled tradespeople in those communities. Obviously, that ties into demographics and the number of retirees and baby boomers leaving the workforce. So that's a challenge. Another challenge, obviously, is the rising price of construction and real estate, and coupled with, obviously, COVID and the number of people that have moved to New Brunswick and forced housing prices up. So what we are doing is basically creating focusing on communities where we're gathering several pieces of information to help those communities better position themselves from a development perspective, as well as financing those projects.
One component of Corbin's research is the gathering of accurate rental market data, especially for places outside the major cities, like Sackville. Corbin says that when the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation finances projects, they look at rental market data.
The challenge in rural New Brunswick is right now, any community under a population of 10,000, that data is not published. So for example, the average or median market rental rate in any given community in rural New Brunswick, whether it's Charlotte County, Kent County, even Sackville, the peninsula, Carleton County, the rental rates are assumed to be the same for all of those regions, which, as we all know, is not the case. So the second bucket of information we're looking for in doing surveys with landlords and tenants is to establish median market rental rates in those smaller communities to help us better identify not only needs, but also that can help contribute towards data to help finance projects in those communities where that information is not published now for those communities.
Corbin recently partnered with the town of Sackville to launch a Sackville-focused survey of the rental market. Links to the online survey are published on the town's website and social media. The survey is focused on anyone renting in town, asking what you pay in rent and for what type of home.
We are gathering data to help us identify what the median or average rent is. Say, for example, a two-bedroom apartment in Sackville, I don't know the number yet, but a two-bedroom apartment may be $1,200. Where data that assumes that Sackville is a rural community may say that the average is $750 or $800, so there's a difference there of a few hundred dollars. So we're essentially going to be digging deeper for data in order to better identify what those rental rates are, so that we can use that information to help finance projects.
Federal funding of nonprofit housing dropped off in the 1990s. In the 80s, two Sackville-based groups sprouted up to fill needs just before the federal spigot dried up. Marshwinds Co-op was formed with its 20-unit complex off Main Street, and the Sackville and Area Housing Association was formed and refurbished 4 units that are subsidized through NB Housing. Corbin says that there are now federal funds available for housing projects, but not all areas of the country are accessing that funding equally.
There's substantial federal funding available for housing, and in particular affordable housing across Canada. One of the challenges we face here in Atlantic Canada, for example, is that we're only accessing about a third per capita than, for example, Ontario is. So not-for-profits and co-ops can substantially benefit by funding where, for example, private developers can't access as much of that contribution. So we really need to grow the capacity of not-for-profit and co-op housing in the province, and doing what we're doing in this project will help give them a good starting point to be able to do that.
The housing asset data map will include other components designed to inspire and support growth in nonprofit housing throughout the province. Corbin says his team will be putting together local directories of organizations, from contractors to local planners to nonprofits, anyone involved in building housing.
So who are the local plumbers, general contractors, electricians? So we'll be doing that. for two reasons. Number one, to help establish and build a community of what may be organizations that haven't worked together in the past, to collaborate locally on helping serve this market and helping attract and retain, for example, new Canadians. We're also doing this so that we can connect people around the province of you know, for example, general contractors, electricians, settlement agencies, so that they can share and meet specifically in the context of housing, so that we can share best methods and ideas around the province, so that perhaps an organization in Sackville can learn about something someone's doing in Edmonton that they may not otherwise in the context of housing. So that's another piece of information we're putting together.
Corbin says the data map will also include an inventory of properties in various communities that might be candidates for development.
So that we can, with a snapshot, get a sense of what properties, whether it's Sackville or Salisbury or St. Stephen or St. Andrews, we can identify quickly what particular properties could be used. They could either be existing sites that are privately held or Crown property, or even buildings or properties that could be renovated or rejuvenated, like old motels, hotels, hospitals, schools, churches, etc.
Given that Sackville has two nonprofit housing groups, Marshwinds Housing Co-op and Sackville and Area Housing, CHMA asked Corbin where he saw the most potential, with new groups forming or with existing groups expanding.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. I would say both. Now, that said, I think that over time, it would be a good idea to consolidate the number of not-for-profit and co-op housing organizations in the province. And the reason I share that is twofold. Number one, because many of these projects and organizations have not added inventory in the last 25 to say 35 years, a lot of them are in sort of caretaker mode. A lot of their board of directors are, quite frankly, retired. So that we do need new young leaders in the province to address affordable, not-for-profit, and co-op housing. And we are seeing some of those individuals and organizations emerge in the province. But the other, from a consolidation perspective, one of the challenges right now, for example, is you may have some not-for-profit organizations that don't operate, you know, two units, like a duplex. All of these organizations, whether they own and operate two, you know, a duplex or two units or four units, or if they own and operate, say, 300 or 400 units, a lot of their financial costs, some of the overhead can be the same, for example, doing financial audits. So whether you're doing a financial audit annually, which is required for a two-unit building or a 20-unit building or a 200-unit building, the audit cost can be roughly the same. So when you amortize that cost over the number of units, obviously an organization with two units, they have to charge more per rent just to pay for that per unit, to pay for that audit. So there is benefit in consolidation. It won't happen overnight, but you know, we do see long-term, A, the need for consolidation, and B, the need for definitely new organizations in the space as well.
That's Peter Corbin, who's working for the New Brunswick Nonprofit Housing Association on a housing assets map. If you're a renter, you can contribute to the research underway in a survey offered in collaboration with the town of Sackville. Check the town's website or this article on chmafm.com for links.